One thing that the mission was able to achieve is that it encouraged all stakeholders to promote dialogue and to commit themselves to the organization and holding of a credible, transparent, and inclusive election, respectful of human rights. Secondly, also, the mission encouraged that there should be a sort of security of the electoral process, as well as the protection of physical safety of candidates and their supporters before, during, and after the elections of 31st October 2020. But however, as you rightly said, there are still some divergent views, given the fact that the opposition, they demand certain things. One, the reconstitution of the Independent Electoral Commission, the suspension of the activities of the Constitutional Court, withdrawal of the candidacy of President Alassane Ouattara, the issue of political violence, and then the release of political prisoners. Also, return without exception of the exiles. You know about the exiles, Laurent Gbagbo, as well as Soros. Then finally, they also asked for a designation of a facilitator or a mediator to conduct the national reconciliation. But however, we appeal to them that boycotting is not the best option for opposition parties. We've seen that it's never helped in Togo, and it has never helped in some other member states.
You met with President Alassane Ouattara. Did you address the issue of former President Laurent Gbagbo and George Soros' participation in the election? Remember, the African Court of Human and People's Rights has ruled in favor of the inclusion of Mr. Gbagbo and Mr. Soros.
Actually, during the stay of the high level, the joint mission was received in audience by His Excellency Alassane Ouattara, the President. He welcomed the members of the joint and expressed his gratitude for the manifestation of the international solidarity with the Republic of Côte d'Ivoire. He also reaffirmed to the mission his determination to promote peace in Côte d'Ivoire and the entire sub-region. In this regard, he assured us that he will spare no effort to ensure the holding of a credible, inclusive, transparent, and peaceful presidential election in Côte d'Ivoire. But however, as you might have known, this issue of the African human rights decision was also mentioned by other opposition candidates. And with President Laurent Gbagbo's case, what I got to understand there is that presently, the case of former President Laurent Gbagbo is still pending, and there's no way they could have allowed him.
ECOWAS this week lifted sanctions on Mali. Does this mean now that ECOWAS is completely satisfied with the transitional process in Mali?
Yes, if you look at the statement announcing the lifting of sanctions, the chair of the ECOWAS authority and Ghana's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, called on all the Malian government to comply with other demands by the regional body, which I've rightly seen have now been fulfilled. And it was against that background that the lifting of the sanction came into process. You know, there's a new government. Not only that, we've also seen that the cabinet has also been formed, which is like a new government.
Thank you very much for making the time to talk with us.
Thank you.